Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Jazzy Faye, K Faye, Death Squad, Noontime.
Down chilling, got out of my whip, not tripping. Baby walked up to me, tightest thing you ever wanna see.
Shouty looking kinda right, satisfy my appetite.
Baby, you know my steelo, gotta get with you on the steelo. I came in the dope. Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. I came in the dope, pimping,
handling strictly business.
Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. Now I'm not trying to be on my own dick, but I fell off in the club looking so slick. Looking for something nice and chocolate. Didn't wanna have to come up out my pocket.
Shawty's in here kinda right, satisfy my appetite, yeah.
But they know my steelo, gotta get with them on a deal-o. Baby, if you're about it, get it on. From the late night to the break of dawn, I'ma still get my pimp on. I came in the door pimping,
handling strictly business.
Nothing personal, baby, trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. I came in the door pimping,
handling strictly business.
Well, personal, baby, trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's right, pimping hoes, two short babies slamming Cadillac doors. I've been a Mac half my life. If I wanna have your wife, it won't take me too much. I'm gonna make it last all night. When you're dealing with my type, don't get caught up in the hype. I be taking all your bitch money and you know that just ain't right. Cause you brought her to the club, but you didn't leave with her. Trying to figure how a player like Show Dog could get her. Somebody had to do it, she didn't really love you. Another pimp got your hoe and you don't know what to do.
I came in the door pimpin',
handling strictly business.
Nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. Came in the door pimpin',
handling strictly business.
Said it's nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shady, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, I got to handle my business. I came in the dope pimping, yeah. I got to handle my business, y'all, yeah.
Handling strictly business.
Jazzy Faye came through the dope.
Handling strictly business.
I came in the dope pimping.
What should you tell them? Man, tell them. Look, you can tell them whatever you got to tell them. I can't do it. I got to get ready for this double up tour.
A bunch of people from the label are coming to town.
Yep.
Can we go?
All right. Let me know.
No. You don't understand. There's no way possible I'd be able to do it. I have the fragrance launch in New York. I have to be in Cleveland And not to mention the album comes out in November. There's no way possible.
Okay.
All right. Well, just get back to me. Let me know, okay?
Introduce you to this girl, think I really love this girl.
Yeah,
man, she's so fine.
Straight up dog.
She stand about 5'4", Coca-Cola red bone.
Damn.
She drive a black Durango, license plate say angel. Tattoo on her ankle, but she's making pesos. Got a crib on Peachtree, right on 17th Street. And I call her TT.
Wait a minute, hold on dog. Do she got a kid?
Yep.
She loves some Waffle House.
Yep.
Do she got a beauty mark on the left side of her mouth?
Man.
Went to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Works for TBS.
Yep.
And I can't believe this shit. Damn.
Tell me what's wrong, dog. What the hell you damning about? I'm your homie, so just say what's on your mind.
Man, I didn't know that you were talking about her.
So man, you telling me you know her?
Do I know her like a pastor know his word? We messing with the same girl, same girl.
How could the love of my life and my potential wife be the
same girl,
same girl,
same girl? Man, I can't believe that we've been messing with her.
Same girl,
same girl.
Thought she was someone. She's been doubling up with us.
You, hey, man, we've been messing with the same girl.
See, I met her at this party in Atlanta.
Hey.
Well, I met her at this party in Chicago. She came right up to me, giving me conversation. I said, do you got a man? She said, no, with no hesitation.
Well, it must be a music thing, but she did the same to me. At a party all in my face, while I'm laughing in boundary.
She whispered in my ear, said, can you take me home?
Me too.
Man, she was in the shop singing that same song.
Is that true?
And I thought it was true confessions when she said,
I love you.
Man, I thought her body was calling when she said,
I want you.
Look, I even got some pictures on my phone.
Look at that, there she is with some boy shorts on.
We messing with the same girl,
same girl,
same girl.
She's the apple of my eye,
yeah.
And my potential wife, yeah.
Same girl,
man, I just can't believe that we've been messing around with the same damn girl. Oh yeah, thought she was someone I could trust,
but she's been doubling up with both of us.
Said she got me on her ringtone.
Are you talking about the pink phone?
The blue one.
Then she told me that was turned on.
It's obvious that she been playing us,
constantly. She's been lining up,
don't like the way that she been going about it,
uh-uh.
What you think that we should do about it, do about it?
Call her up at her home, she won't know I'm on the phone.
Yeah, man, that's the thing.
Homie, we about to bust this trick. Man, just like her to meet up with you, and I'm gonna show up too.
And she won't know what to do.
We'll be standing there singing,
singing,
singing.
She was the apple of my
eye,
and your potential wife.
Yeah, you guessed it. I'm sitting here smoking on some of that relieve this stress shit. Because, yo, we about to have some of the best shit. Some of that four-quart press shit. Drift the Mic is the best at it. And tonight, what you're about to hear on Drift the Mic, go ahead and let your temperature rise. Let this excite your earlobes. at the home court of Drift the Mic, we would like to present you the premiere of a new show. This show is hosted by Adam and Eve. Yes, best believe, Adam and Eve. Twitter first tees. Yo, let's get this thing going. Let's start the show. Let's welcome on y'all. Get the mic in the building.
Y'all ready for tonight? I am your host, Mr. Adam, and welcome to the Adam and Eve Show. Presented to you by Drip the Mic. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. Or go to www.blogtalkradio. First, before we get into this show, I want to introduce my stunning co-host, Miss Eve. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Adam.
What's up? What's up? Come on, let the world know what I'm about, too.
Well, you know what we're here to do. We're here to drip the mic. We got a lot of topics lined up tonight. Call us if you want to call in. The number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. So let the callers know what we got lined up for them tonight, Adam.
Oh, man, we got a little bit of R. Kelly. We got a little bit of Mark Zuckerberg, we got a little bit of Kelly Price, Dave Chappelle, and a list of other things that we want to talk about tonight. But first, I want to start off with R. Kelly and your take on R. Kelly, because this has been going on for a while now, and everybody has different opinions on R. Kelly. I'm going to ask you how you feel, and then I will give my opinion.
Okay, well, first of all, the R. Kelly situation, in my opinion, it starts at home. A predator is going to be a predator. But for you as a parent to put your child in that position, I mean, because these allegations have been going on ever since Aaliyah. And for parents to still keep putting their children in these situations after that, when that was going on, I was a kid.
True.
And these
me
grown
too.
People... Well, taking their young girls to R. Kelly concerts when I was their age. So it starts at home first. A predator can't have access to things like that unless it's presented to him. So I think, yes, R. Kelly most certainly is a predator, but he wouldn't have been able to do the things he did without the parents first, then his team, then himself.
But what I'm having a problem with is, why now? If this has been going on for over, I'm 40, in my 40s. This has been going on since I was a kid.
Well, I think what really took everything underway was the Lifetime series Surviving R. Kelly. That 3-day weekend, that took him out.
Well, they've been surviving R. Kelly for years. So, I mean, like, all of a sudden it's now surviving R. Kelly. But I don't see Russell Simmons in there. I don't see Keith Sweat. He was singing about You May Be Young, But You're Ready.
Exactly. And I thought about that the other day. I was thinking, like, who you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying, Miss Seeley in Color Purple when I was 14 years old when Mr. Rum brought her to the plantation.
That's true. Absolutely. But, yeah,
you know?
I think I'm still going to listen to his music because I don't associate his music with that. That only came into play, his music and his actions, as far as I'm concerned, maybe 10 years ago. Or that I didn't associate those two because I didn't live in that world where he's taking advantage of me or he's taking advantage or I let him take advantage of my child. So, you know, I never was thinking about that. But I definitely feel like he's a predator and he couldn't have done anything that he did without parents first.
Exactly. So, do you think he deserves jail time or mental health?
I think he needs to spend some time in jail and receive mental health while he's there.
He's not going to get no mental health in jail. He's going to get some kind of other mental health, but he's not going to get that
We all know that, but if you want to be real about it, you know, he needs some counseling. He needs some counseling, and he needs some jail time. Now, I'm not going to say the rest of his life,
mm-hmm.
because it's other people accountable for this.
Yes, it is. Not only him, like everybody else.
He did what he did without anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
And especially the parents first. Why in the world would I be taking my 14, 15-year-old daughter to the R. Kelly concert? That's not appropriate. You know the kind of music he sings. Why would you even take them there? Even if you didn't know the allegations about...
I was actually reading an article the other day, and it was about Emoma Sparkle. She was supposed to be the next R. Kelly protege. And
right. As
her being the next R. Kelly protege, her niece, who was a really good singer, could sing, but she kept running into R. Kelly's dressing room, and nobody said anything. And this happened over time. Instead, finally, did somebody say nothing? If that's your niece, why are you letting her go in R. Kelly's trailer anyway?
I agree with that also, and I blame that on her. She was so worried about trying to be put on herself. And you being so close with somebody like that, you know the allegations. It's not like the rest of the world giving information 2 years later. You're dealing one-on-one with this person. You know everything that he's been accused of prior to that. So it's like you set them up for that in order for you to gain your music.
So they haven't came up with a verdict yet.
I don't think that's not true. What, March or May 2022?
So now they say he has time to snitch.
Allegedly.
Oh, he's going to snitch. It's no deal, allegedly.
So?
He's going to snitch.
I do believe that he got a lot of people to snitch on.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know if him snitching, that's not going to make his situation change.
Uh-oh, we got a caller with their hand up. We're gonna bring the call in.
Okay.
Let's get his take on this R. Kelly situation.
Okay, 3232, you live on the air. Get the mic.
Thank you for having me, guys. I have something to say about this R. Kelly situation. I think he deserves every bit of this jail time. I am a R. Kelly fan. A huge R. Kelly fan. I've spent money to go to concerts. Like, his shows are awesome. I am still an R. Kelly fan. I am not a Robert Kelly fan. Those are, to me, in my opinion, those are two different people. And so I think he deserves that time. I also think that he deserves some counseling, because he definitely needs it, because it stems from a long time of history of sexual abuse with him. So he definitely needs some help in that area. Now, as far as the parents being blamed, I wholeheartedly agree. These parents are the blame. They should take some of this weight. However, R. Kelly committed the act. We have to stop putting the blame on these parents, even though it is their fault, even though they did let their child go backstage to R. Kelly, blah, 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 blah. But it was him as the adult to make that decision to say, no, that's a little girl. No, she's too young. No, I'm not doing that. I don't care what they threw at him. I don't care if they threw him
$50
and gold and dripped in diamonds. It was his responsibility as an adult to say no. So because he didn't, this is why he is where he at. Now, the parents are at fault? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it all has to do with money.
Excuse me. How many men picked up young girls from high school
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, as him as an adult, as an influencer, as a person that people are supposed to look up to, as little kids are supposed to look up to, he as an adult had a responsibility to say no. We're not talking about regular Joe Schmo, because I've been a kid. I've been a teenager. Yes, I dated older men too, but that was my doing. My parents didn't make me do it. My parents said no. Even if they agreed to.
So what makes
to,
it wrong it was, for R. Kelly?
What makes what wrong?
For him, if he got to have consent. If that's what he likes.
It don't matter that he, just because he like it doesn't mean he's supposed to get it.
I mean, they consented to it.
It doesn't matter. It's still illegal. It's still illegal. That's just
in
like
some
state,
in some
that's
state.
Like I'm standing on the corner. I'm standing on the corner waiting for the bus. Here come the dope man. He want to give me some dude. So I take it, and now I'm addicted. Is his fault or is it my fault?
That's your fault for taking
it. Right. So just like it's R. Kelly's fault. Them parents brought them kids there. He was the adult. He should have said, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm too old. They're too young. Whatever, whatever. His answer and response should have been no.
But that's why they brought the kids to him. Because that's what he wanted.
I don't care what it was. It still don't matter. It don't matter if that's what he wanted. It doesn't matter if that's what the parents wanted. It was still wrong and illegal. Besides the reasons or excuses behind it, it don't matter. It was wrong and it was illegal and it's disgusting.
I agree with you, caller. I agree with you, caller. Regardless, he should them presenting their children to him as an adult. Why would you even associate your grown self with
right.
a child?
And I totally agree. But right now, that's not the issue. I totally freaking agree. They bring charges up on these parents, they should fry too. But right now, R. Kelly's been caught, and he's been found guilty. So, yes, he should go to jail and do that time. We ain't talking about the parents because they didn't actually commit the act. Yes, they were morally wrong. Absolutely, they were morally wrong because you got to understand there's other cultures in the world who does give their children up to be married or be with men older, you know, and start families. So there are cultures in the world that allow that. However, this ain't the culture.
No, because why isn't it the culture? Because we're the United States. That's why it's not the culture, because we're the U.S. and we got different rules. Who wrote the Constitution?
It's just morally wrong.
Thomas
besides the legal laws, it's just morally wrong. You got to have
At the same time, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution, but yet he had a black 13-year-old slave living in the dungeon under his bedroom.
Again, it was wrong for him too, but we're living in a different time. What I'm saying is we can't keep passing the buck because it's R. Kelly. No, he was wrong. He knew what he was doing, and he did it, and he needs to go to jail, period.
I agree with you, caller. Do you think that he will tell on anybody else?
No. I think that he's going to eat all of it. I think that he is going
to... He ain't eating nothing. He is snitching. He's going to make a song called, I'm snitching.
I don't think so. Because that would be pointless. It's not going to help him in his case. It's not going to do anything.
Yes, it would.
They
always said it would reduce the Senate.
He committed
I only think it'll make any difference if the other people he tell on is of color.
Not even. They make an example out of him.
Then they have to bring a whole case against them.
They would never do that. You want to know why? Because R. Kelly is the only one who's
that's
doing
right.
this.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to bring in the next caller. Let him get some input in this. Caller, are you there?
Hold on.
Hello?
What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing much. What do you think about this R. Kelly thing?
He going to tell on everybody.
He's going to tell everything he knows.
Well, we can all agree to disagree that he does deserve to serve jail time behind his actions. We can all agree to disagree about that.
See, if he was smart, he'd do like the white man and go to the mental institution.
Well, he probably needs to be there because he has some mental issues going on.
Right. He probably did that from the jump. This way he could have saved, you know, a little jail time.
I mean, and not only does a man have the time from Aaliyah, you kept doing this.
Right.
20 years later?
Well, she sung Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. It'll never change.
And he wrote it for her. You think she was thinking about that?
Yeah, because you know
R.
Kelly wrote that song. He wrote that song
for her. Yeah, boy, boy, boy. Oh, wow.
I can never take away from his music, but, yeah, I agree. He deserves to serve some jail time. He will serve some jail time.
Well, he can get some. Go ahead.
I think he's going to get jail time.
434, what was you saying?
Yeah, R. Kelly telling everybody they were winning.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the only one in that room. They say
no.
Trapped in the closet. Who's in that closet videotaping?
He was the one trapped in the closet because he liked little boys too.
Yeah, he liked to pee on people. Nasty bastard. And they nasty for letting them pee on them.
Oh, we got a lot of callers. Let's wait on the next caller. Let's see what they got to say. We'll keep it right here for a minute.
So R. Kelly will serve jail time.
Yeah, it's just the amount of how much time will he get. Now, I think what they're going to do, though, I think they're going to go overboard with that time, though.
Oh, Lord, he ain't going to see the light of day.
Yeah, I think they're going to really do overkill on the sentence, man.
Because it's
he
the second time around.
Lawyer.
I think they want to make an example out of him.
And they will because they let him go the first time.
Yep, and now they let Bill Cosby go too. So, you know, they feeling like we got to do something for the people because the people was mad when Bill Cosby was let go. So they like we ain't letting
Bill Cosby was supposed to be let go.
No, he wasn't.
Why not?
He
Tell
did
me
it.
Why
he
not?
Did,
oh Lord, let's not get on Bill. Leave Bill alone.
He did it. Bill Cosby.
You
did
leave
it.
Bill
I don't
alone.
Care what, I don't care what these women say, what y'all other people say, and listen, y'all have to learn to separate the character.
This is not going down.
You have
down
to learn
anybody.
How to separate the character from the real
nope.
person. Bill Cosby is not Clint Huxtable. Listen, I heard a
y'all
lot
leave
of
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby do what a
no,
man do.
No.
You
I'm
come
tell
to
you
my
right
house.
Now.
You come to my house.
Right
you
now.
Come to my house for no acting class all the way up on
listen.
The hill.
Listen, bull crap.
Y'all leave Bill Cosby alone.
When my daughter graduated in 2010. And my daughter graduated in 2010 from North in high school. Her guest speaker was Bill Cosby.
All right, let him
I
speak.
I still have the video. I'm going to post it when I get off this line. He was a disgrace. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Y'all leave Bill Cosby alone.
He was a disgrace. He had
no,
the whole,
he wasn't.
He had the whole school looking at each other like, what did he just say? He's a coon.
He was trying to get them to eat that pussy.
Nuh-uh. Leave
listen,
Bill
he not Bill,
alone.
He's not Clint Huxtable.
He like, listen. He's just like his white woman. That's it. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
listen, I think everybody needs to be held accountable for their shit.
Absolutely.
Bill Cosby do no worse than they did. That's what they was doing back then. You
don't
know that they were popping
all over. What you fell into realize, whether they used to do it back in the day or do it now, it don't matter. It was wrong then and it was wrong now. It don't matter.
God.
Violation is a violation.
Period. He
okay,
violating
Kyle.
Okay.
He
didn't violate nothing.
I guess Richard Pryor and his wife was lying, too, because they told it, too, and said how he's to blame the women to their house and drug them. So they lying?
They all did drugs back then. That's what they wanted.
That's
they
not
popped
the point.
Pills.
Answer that question.
That's what
the
they
point.
Did back then. They
that's
popped pills.
The but that's not the point. So that don't matter.
I think the bigger question is, would you think that's appropriate for your daughter?
Exactly.
That's the thing. If we taught our or brought up our daughters correctly in the
that's
household,
the
we wouldn't have to worry about them.
Well, that's
getting
not,
involved
it's
in something
not it,
like
because
that. Am I right or wrong? If you raise them right, you ain't got to worry about them in that situation.
No,
am
you
I right or wrong?
You don't. 14-year-olds don't know what they're doing.
Well, they
let me tell you something.
So that means y'all ain't teaching a 14-year-old at home
listen,
what to do, what not to do?
Yes, that's true.
You're damn right. Right. But I'm never going to put them in this situation.
Wasn't you a kid? Let's make Frederick Beatty in on this debate right
Come
here.
Come on, Adam.
Beatty, how you doing? Thank you.
What's going on, boss, man? How y'all do?
434.
What's going on, boss?
What's up, man? What's up?
Man, chilling. Chilling.
Let's
so,
get some input on this subject right here, man.
So I hear everybody talking, but for me the issue still goes down to. Okay, so let's I'm gonna just put this out there. This is my opinion. First of all, he did it, so his ass should fry. Literally,
mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, that's my thought process. He should fry, but. You know, we all know what the powers of be gonna do with him. Secondly,
mm-hmm.
I did hear y'all have a conversation about, you know, teaching daughters and stuff like that. No, that honestly speaking, that goes both ways. You teach your boys to be respectful to women, and you teach your women
that's right.
teach your daughters to be respectful towards a man. Now
mm-hmm.
Going now, the other thing that I want to talk about, and I'm pretty sure y'all touched on it, but I want to kind of bring this out because of the thought process that me and a good friend of mine had when we were talking about this. So first and foremost, it's cool to say this. I won't say it's cool, but it's, you know, it's okay to understand to point out, okay, that this man did what he did, and anybody else that does the same shit. First of all, those are horrible human beings.
Mm-hmm.
In my thought process, that don't necessarily deserve to be air, but that's just me. But at the same time, there's a beginning to all of that.
Exactly.
There's a beginning to all of that. There's a beginning to all of that. But also the other thing that I want to mention is that this is something that we as black folks do so much, and it has to stop. Why do we give so much credit and so much overture to the traumas that we all experience?
Exactly.
Why do we give that more credit than the healing process?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
why
it.
Do we give that?
That's it. See, because like you said, this more than R. Kelly. This more than Bill Cosby. This been going on for generations and generations, mm-hmm. and families that's not as famous as they are.
And because they have not healed from it. That's why. They don't know how to break
exactly.
the cycle because they haven't healed and deal with that.
Exactly. For everything that happens, there's a start, there's a beginning to that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saying that shit ain't new under the sun. He been doing that shit.
He has never had time to sit his ass down and deal with his trauma.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
And it goes to the point where we come
to sit his ass down. They need more music, Robert. More music. We just throw that sweep in the world. Keep going, Robert.
Nah, Hezzy. That's something I would not believe because
you know what I'm saying?
Healing starts with self.
Yeah.
It starts with self-evaluation.
Hit a whole wife.
A whole family.
She said nothing. She had to know.
And she was just a dime a dozen.
If she knew and she ain't say nothing, then that makes her just as culpable.
And she is culpable because she knew. She had to know.
I believe she did. There ain't no way you're going to be living up in the house and, you know, he got tons of bitches downstairs and he's talking about
exactly.
it. She's just as weird as he is. You can look at her, listen to her interview. She's just as weird as he is.
Yeah, exactly. She probably was in on it, too.
Responsibility starts
One minute
with self,
you on interview talking about what he did to you, crying and how he abused you and hog-tied you, and the next mm-hmm. minute you talking about something you don't know how you feel about the verdict. What are you talking about?
Right.
You should feel horrible. You should feel either vindicated or horrible.
Exactly.
There's only two reactions to that.
Caller, the wife said the kid's mother.
Oh, wow. And she was the same one who made the video right after that that Lifetime series talking about her ex-husband was the king of R&B, no matter what nobody say. Like,
what?
Yes, she did. I was like, That's how I knew that series was some bull crap. Like, I know that the parents had a lot to play with that. They had a lot to do with that. But he still is very guilty of the stuff that he's accused of. Sorry.
Yeah,
that,
but you know what, though? It goes back to one thing that I think that y'all probably might have touched on, but I'm gonna go ahead and touch on it. It really goes back to the cancel culture that we embrace so much.
Yeah.
Everybody say they want to cancel R. Kelly. Look, me personally, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've never been a fan of his music. So there's nothing for me to cancel.
What?
But for everybody
else,
been
a fan of his music.
Oh, man, woo!
No, man,
I love
and never,
song.
I ain't never been a fan of his music. So, so for me, there's nothing for me to cancel, and that's just being real honest.
I agree with you. I bet you're a fan of his music and don't even know it. You know how many new songs he wrote for people? Oh my goodness!
Yes, ain't it? Yeah.
And I agree with the non-cancel culture because it's everyday people going to say shit that you're going to like. You can't go around canceling people.
Right.
Do you
sometimes
know the
people misinterpret things.
He reinvented the Isley Brothers.
That's true.
There would be no
Isley
Brothers right now without R. Kelly.
Right. But
I believe
for me,
he brought them back.
I mean, he put them where they needed to be.
Well, for me, you know, like I said, I ain't never been a fan of him personally or his music. So for me, there's nothing for me to cancel.
And
so I ain't never been a fan of him personally.
His audio listens have skyrocketed like 500% since.
Of course. Think about it.
You know, tragedy and trauma always bring in revenue. That's the way the government
Thank
works.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He doesn't even own his masters right now.
We're in it right now with the
pandemic. All them songs own
nothing.
No.
How in the world could he not own his music?
He had to sell it.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. And to me, that's a true representation of a hard fall.
Yep, he owns nothing.
Yeah, that is.
How do you write that many songs and you don't own none of them?
And it all has to do back. You know, he's a little illiterate. He can't read.
He can't read.
Was money hungry. So nobody.
Not being business.
It would be good for you to invest in owning your shit.
That's what y'all didn't hear my statement at the beginning. Y'all was just going by what I was saying. They knew what he was doing. Listen, y'all didn't even hear my statement because y'all was too busy talking. And I said what I needed to say because y'all just said he was illiterate, right? He don't have his mind.
Yeah.
They said just keep singing. Sweep that shit.
Oh, no, I'm not going to agree with that because he has nothing to know that his ass
no,
is going
to
no
sin. He don't have no sin.
Let's clarify. Wait, we got to clarify that.
All they did was feed him. All they did was feed him what he wanted.
We have to clarify. He wasn't illiterate. He only had an elementary education. He could still read.
No, he couldn't read. He couldn't read, but...
Knowing what 1+1 is don't mean that you stick your pen in any little girl. That's all he knew.
I have
to agree with the caller.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got to go to... Boy. Woo-wee, what a show.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
It
still goes back to the hard fall theory that I have. You know, you got all this stuff, but then the minute you get yourself in trouble, it's a hard fall from grace.
Right.
Do you know what they call the stuff that we went through as kids now? They call it PTSD.
They said I suffer
from PTSD.
Bruh, that was going on way before then.
Way before then. Like, if I talk to my mother, she'll tell me what happened to her way before then with her family. See, it goes on and on and on. It don't just stop here. That's a generational thing.
But like the two queens said, you know, if you don't break the cycle, then that cycle will just continue and continue and continue.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to be bold enough to break the cycle. Hey, bold enough to say, hey, this shit
you
ends
know,
with me.
You know, the hardest thing for me. You know what the hardest thing for me was to do was when my daughter was born was to change her diaper.
I did not want to do it. Y'all don't understand.
For real, I would not do it.
I agree with that.
I would not do it. As a man, me and my brother, we did the same thing. It took my brother a long time to change his daughter's diaper, but it took me the longest time to even. My baby mom be like, "You need to change your diaper." No, because I felt as if I didn't want to get caught in a situation where somebody would be mad or pissed, and they'd be like, "Oh, you touched her or this." It was a psychological thing.
Now that's a curse that needs to be broken though. Because only a person with a mindset like that would think that way. Because as a father, when you're changing your daughter's diaper, that shouldn't come across your mind. You've been programmed to think that way. You don't understand.
At the time, what us black men go through, our female signature for the office. Yes, we do think that way.
But I definitely agree with you. You can't be leaving your child with family member.
Yeah.
Suspect people, you just can't leave your children in that.
It finally took me to get comfortable. It's like, I can't sit here and smell this. You know what I mean?
And I got
comfortable, you know, with doing it. And like, okay, this is what I'm doing. Boom, 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 boom. And then it's okay. But it took me a long time to actually change her diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could get that. A lot of men feel that way. But it's programmed thinking, though.
Yeah.
I ain't have an issue with that.
And I also think that it's a old school way of thinking because it is.
From
generations ago, men just brought home the money and the food, and the women took care of everything else.
And that's how I was. I was like, shoot, I'm working these long hours. Why I got to change life? When you here all day, you ain't working.
What? You being home all day when a baby is work. Hold up. People call people time to fuck out. The hell wrong with you?
Don't say that this day and age. You have a girl spaz the fuck out on you.
You're wrong too. Talking about she ain't been doing nothing all day.
What the hell?
Girl,
you gonna have a lady spaz the fuck out on you doing some shit like that.
Let me tell y'all something funny. Like, I used to go to a party all night, right? And I had to be at work at 7 or 6 o'clock. I'd get home at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. The baby would start crying. I'd be like, if you don't go get that damn baby.
Man.
Listen.
I got to be at work in an hour or two. But that's the thing that's that old school way of thinking that you literally was talking about. My bad. I got to get it right. That's the way of thinking that Miss Eve was talking about, because we have that old school way of thinking instilled of us that's passed on from generation to generation. Right.
Now,
it was a time
it's good to have that
stuff. Talk about, it was time where you could rap about, talk about homosexuals or gay. You can't do that no more.
Nope. Everybody
sensitive. And we're going to be talking about that in our next topic.
Everybody sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
way too sensitive. Woo. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Miss Steve, you want to bring in the next topic? Who we got on the line?
Right now, we're going to take a moment, and we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to come right back to you.
We're going to need all night for this show, boy. I tell you. Woo. Welcome to the world for men.
Yeah,
I'm
upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect.
Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she wants. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. Out of town, people love to pop a lot of shit and come around. Word of Flocko Jody, he done seen us put it down. Niggas asking if I'm cool, I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. You tryna check, this is real life, niggas think we playing chess. So what's next? Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. I go out on tour and I say I'm drinking less. End up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex. SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the neck. Why you keep on shooting if you know that nigga dead? That's the only kind of shit that gets you some respect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month, she don't even love me, she just putting on a front. She gon' try and settle out of court and make a run. Then gon' ask me how I'm doing, I'm upset. Half a million on my head, I can't accept, yeah. At least it made me feel like someone tried their best, yeah. Wanna waste a half a million, be my guest. Make me wanna buy vests and a tech. But I'm blessed, I just checked. Hate me never met me in the flesh. Say she got some things she gotta come here and collect. That shit is in a box to the left, to the left. Got a lot of
All right, welcome back with the Adam and Eve Show presented to you by Drip the Mic. Adam, are you there?
I am here, of course, of course.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. I know you've been waiting for this all night. Ready to talk about Dave Chappelle?
I'm Big Dave, bitch.
Yeah, let's get into it. Why do you want to cancel Dave so bad?
Man, they better leave Dave alone. He ain't said nothing that won't prove.
Dave so bad?
He ain't said nothing that won't prove. He said everything that was real. And the lady that got on his back, she is the trans who wrote the, what's the show they got on there called White Something. She's writing that, and then she tried to put him under the rug when it was her that needed to be under the rug.
I just feel like you can't laugh about anything these days.
When do we go back to the, where we have a freedom of speech?
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Where is it where we have a freedom of anything now? It is getting to where now we have a freedom of nothing.
It's barely, hardly, or never.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We have
a
freedom
of
all
our rights.
You can
agree to disagree.
I'm sure everybody got gay friends. And I'm sure everybody has people that they associate with that, but if they don't see it as a problem, why is it a problem with the other races who have a problem with? You know what I mean? They want to blow
it up. Everybody wants to blow everything up. But what I do agree with about with Dave is that it's not about money. He
mm-hmm.
would rather have freedom of speech, because if it was
yep.
about money, he had $50 million on the table
and
he walked
turned
away
it down.
From.
And turned it down. You're not going to mute me.
Because it wasn't about money.
Mm-hmm.
It was about him muting the very same person that you think is funny. You just don't think it's funny when it might apply to your ass.
Right. Right. That's it. There you go. That's the answer right there. Because you feel some
every
type of way.
Every time somebody say something uncomfortable, certain people are going to get offended no matter what. But they don't have to
what
go
did he,
back and
what
back.
What he said, he said the coochie
like,
ain't going
like
to be the same. He said, they got mad at what they call the coochie. I ain't going to say it on that. That shit was funny.
He said, the beat juice. The beat juice.
Yeah.
That shit was funny. I'm kidding.
And he said the Bee Gees.
They better be saying Bernie Mac won't live.
And there was a lady, a comedian, who spoke on him, and she could understand him from three different ways. She said she didn't feel offended.
Nope. And did they tell you that he had a trans friend that actually died? So it ain't like
no, and I'm sure that is the same thing that I probably joke with them about, because I'm not going to have any friend of any nature that we can't joke about shit. They'll joke about shit with me, so of course. But it's just this culture these days, and that goes back to canceling music, because those are two different people. Can't cancel music. You shouldn't cancel everybody that you feel like doesn't say what you want them to say. That's not how it works.
Well, on the music part, yeah, because they don't rap about nothing. No, but
music or anything. One time you had a freedom of speech to say anything,
yeah.
And people, that can be your opinion. Either you like Cinderella, either the shoe fits or it don't.
Yeah, that's right.
And the most people to get offended by certain things, they confused about what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't change it by yourself, what are you worried about it for? You know what you have going on. You know who you are. Keep it moving. Laugh at the things you can laugh at and move on from the things you can't.
But it has make a big issue out of so much stuff today. Like, all the issues they try to cover up, the real issues. Like, you see all these police that lately that have been getting on these black people, killing them, shooting them, pulling them out of cars, the paralegal. How are you going to pull a paralegal out of a car and arrest them and take them?
But have you seen how many are quitting? They're quitting their jobs. In my local area that I'm from, they are in very desperate need of office.
Well, they need to. They need
to
hold on.
They don't have to be defunded. They're quitting on their own. And so they have a lack thereof. But
they need a lack
thereof.
Really, if they're not going to do that job right, they're the good old boy team. And then what they do, they get us to come join the force.
It's a game, because if you want to start canceling people, we could have started a long time ago. We can cancel these rappers, these mumble rappers. We can cancel a whole lot of people. We can just start canceling people.
But see, you got to think. It's all...
It has to work.
You have to. Whatever they do, they have to work. It started back in 19. I was watching, what is that dude? The Judge Joe Brand, he was talking about it. The movement started in 1970 of what they needed to do to change the culture, to change the ways, to change the U.S. And do you know a lot of other countries are not going along with the U.S. and cultural change. They're not dealing with it. So right now, we are almost like the Roman Empire, where we're going to be extinct, undermanned, and in trouble.
I agree. We're already in trouble.
We're almost falling. We're falling like you're falling alone. We're on the way. We're headed there now.
I have to agree with you on that, Adam. I do. But in my opinion, keep going, Dave. They'll figure it out. Let them figure it out. But the man told no lies.
But that's the thing. How are we going to figure it out? Because we started with one president who gave them the right and the voice to do it. I ain't gonna say no names. We all know who it was. Do you know who it was?
I know who it was.
But he's the first black. I mean, right. shoot me down, Wade. But he is. He was the first black president to give him that voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
now.
Am I right or wrong?
Okay, you got something going on. Come on, Adam.
Mm-hmm. So, he gave them that voice and that right. That was the first step in them able to do and to push their agenda on what they want to do. They didn't push nothing else in his agenda but that agenda.
And I feel like, I think everybody's rights is equal, but I feel like sometimes a whole lot of other rights are above minority rights. And I think minority rights as a whole, whether you're male or female, have been a disregard for plenty of years. And so what we're going to do, we're going to bring another caller in, 3232. You're on air.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm still here. I'm the original caller. I ain't going nowhere.
Thank you, caller.
And I just wanted to say about this whole cancel culture thing and Dave Chappelle, which I think is so ridiculous. He's a comedian. If he can't make fun of people, then he don't have a job. Like, he's supposed to make fun of people. They don't
you
need
know
a
what?
Pass.
They would never get to listen to Rodney Dangerfield. You ever heard that white dude? Hilarious.
I remember him. I'm like, you can't cancel Dave. You want to know why you can't cancel Dave? Because it ain't about the money for him. He don't care about that.
Absolutely, caller. Absolutely.
And he said to himself, I got my money from Netflix already. You can't cancel him. He said Netflix already done paid him. So now what? Netflix.
Absolutely. And what he said is funny until you laughing with it. You laughing with his guilt until he say something that you may not like. So
right.
Okay. Move on.
Right. That's just like, I don't like fat jokes, but I still laugh. That don't mean cancel him. I'm just saying, people need to just start laughing more and stop being so serious all the time. He's a comedian. Like, either you like it or you don't, keep it moving. But canceling his whole career over a joke, I think, is just stupid. And Netflix said they're not canceling anybody. You know, they're expressing themselves. And that's the art. So he's expressing himself, and you just got to let him rock out. It's Dave.
And I believe the back that he has from Netflix right now is because of the way he handled the first situation. He let them know that I need y'all. I can be a part of this, and I want to, and we can make money together, but I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? He left 50 million at one time, so what? I can do it again.
Yeah, I think they just going too far. Everybody want to cancel something because they don't agree with something. Like, it's ridiculous.
And the same is what comedians, like, do we have right now that was more on the line?
None.
Of
but Madonna can go. But Madonna can go on a late show and spread her legs and show her goodies.
Right.
And nothing said.
And
I missed that episode. I wish I'd have seen it. Oh.
Madonna.
Oh, man.
I feel like I was in basic instinct if I would have seen it. I was like,
you might have changed your mind.
No, I wouldn't have.
Y'all nobody want to look at that old white wrinkly cat.
Yes,
no.
I do.
You ready to go to Arby's, ain't you? He eating Arby's.
I feel like, what's that movie Eddie Murphy came out with, The Distinguished Gentleman? I would have been like,
oh, no.
No,
was it Boomerang? Was it Boomerang or Distinguished Gentleman? Where that old cat woman was on that.
You
gotta
be
that's Boomerang.
Yeah, buddy.
And you gotta rewind because Eve said, I think you missed it, but Eve said that you'll be looking at some Arby's meat.
Yeah, I said, look, she got the meat, like the Arby's sandwich.
Oh, I don't even eat all this either.
Come on down here and
see,
get you some
right.
What I'm supposed to be.
Oh, Lord. See, there y'all go. Y'all ain't right at all.
The damn
see,
meat hanging off the bread.
Where did Mr. Baby go? Y'all done cut him off. See, That ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
man.
That now. Arby's. Oh, I hate it. Oh, I don't even like Arby's. It's
well,
too high,
get it in your
and
mouth.
It's not work
get
for
it
me.
In your mouth.
Y'all hear me? It's too high, and it's not worth the meat.
You all on that. You all on that.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Low. Well. Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna
I'm still talking about Madonna right here, spreading her legs on the arm. That's between her and Stern Stone. They both want to be, you know, the meat.
The meat.
Hey, you know Madonna, she down with the brown, too.
Madonna down with anybody that want her, and that's the only people that want her.
Hey, yes.
So check this out. Drip the mic, Adam and Eve show. We gonna pay some bills right quick, and then we gonna come right.
No, we
back
don't wanna pay no bills. We wanna pay McDonald's bills. No, I'm just playing.
The mess.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
Fucking the shit out you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that nigga with your friends say. G63 is with your Ben say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends back. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, and you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
I be treating you like every day your birthday. Them hoes ain't fucking with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, told them hoes I wish you luck. Talking relationship goals, could be us, yup. 24-7 with the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. Cause I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the worst way. Yeah, in the worst way.
And we are back, presented to you by Drip the Mic, the Adam and Eve show. Adam.
Mm-hmm. The call-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. On to the next subject. What you got there, Miss
Eve? All right, now. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg and the rise and fall of Facebook.
I wish I could have smack him sometime. Oh.
Oh, we got a caller. 3232, you're live on air.
I want to smack him.
Well, I wasn't,
you know what,
when it went down, but
you know what,
I think he's gonna cry.
Tom would have never did this, and I know
who
y'all know who Tom is. Y'all don't know who
from
Tom
MySpace.
I wasn't on MySpace. I was a late bloomer. I wasn't on MySpace.
Tom was my best friend. Then I had a friend in college.
He was everybody's best friend. He used to mess with everybody.
Right. So I had a friend from college for Zeke. I had a friend from college that Adam, you should get on Facebook. I mean, I looked at Facebook. I'm not going to put my pictures on. I can put my music. All of a sudden, everybody left Tom and went to Mark. Now look at Mark. He's an a-hole to the third power. He wasn't when he first started. Now he has the money. He's a super a-hole now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the first time I had to go sit on Congress behind some damn app I created, I would have knew this shit getting out of control.
I would have told Congress, you can go sit where you came in. I ain't giving y'all nothing. I created the app. It's my invention. So leave me the hell alone.
But he, at the time he did that, he was very young.
Yeah, he was in college. You never watched the movie?
And he's, oh, no, I didn't see that. Come on, put us on.
They didn't see the movie. Oh, my God. They did this in college, chilling in the dorm.
I knew
you
he was young.
See the movie.
I didn't know that. Put us on. What's the name of the movie?
Lord. Yeah, let me Google the name of the movie. I ain't seen that.
Yeah, get on your game. Come on.
But it's a good movie. I love that movie. Actually, it's a real good movie. It tells
okay.
you the true story. It's called The Social Network 2010 film.
Oh, I
you
did.
You need to watch.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it was
good.
And it was dope, wasn't it?
It was.
But it had old boy.
They
had old boy from who they have the boy that played in some old comedy show.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Him and the fat dude always, the dude that played
yeah.
in, yeah. So it was good.
What did you think about it?
The movie I thought was good. It shows you why he originated.
Mm-hmm.
It was for college kids, actually. It wasn't for the masses.
Nope.
It was supposed to have been just for the college kids, but it spread it and it just got huge. To watch the story, it gives you an insight on Facebook. However, I think they left a lot of stuff out. Like,
yeah,
not
of
really
course.
Telling, you know, they left a lot of stuff out. They're not really telling you the real tea, but it was all right.
But, no, when he started it, I was in college. That's the funny
right.
thing. I'm a 30-year-old college student at the time. And this little 18-year-old that I'm going to college with is pushing me over. You sit on Facebook. This is the newest thing. Girl, I'm on MySpace.
I agree with you.
And see, she became my best friend. Like, she's 18 years old. She's kicking me hip to the new Facebook. She said, go to get you. I'm looking at, I don't see nothing on Facebook. And they actually started from nothing and made it something.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't hate them for that. It's the government that want to twist and turn everything.
No, I think it's their biased opinions that have twisted and turned. I think if they stay neutral on everything that they allow to flow through the news feed, they will be okay. But the fact they want to start fact-checking and putting that on certain
but you got to understand, with blowing up, when you get to a different level, it's like it's different evils of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're making too much money now. Now you need to go by these rules. Now they have a set of rules for you that you need to abide by. And if you don't abide by them, we can shut you down. Because why? We are the government. You kind of see what I'm saying? So it's like they twisting your arm at the same time that you trying to do something. And I understand what he's doing, but now you got these algorithms. Well, everything that you post, only 25 people really see your post a day.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't know that, right? That's why you're not getting a whole lot of likes and shit. You're like, damn, ain't nobody seeing my shit. Then I posted, okay, from this year to last year, I posted my video of my trailer to my book. It went through last year. They will not let it go through this year. It's too provocative.
Yeah, they're doing something because they're flagging my post as well that I made or somebody else made in one of my groups from like 3-4 years ago. It's like, where are you getting this stuff from? I don't know.
Right. They got him like a dog on a leash right now. But he's made his money, so I would be like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going to do this one little big thing one good time, and I won't.
Yeah, he absolutely you know, made his see, money, see, but I think that see, when you're making your money,
for me,
you acquire
I'm
so many people that want money, too. Now you got to pay them what they were. So these people don't have as much money as you think they should be having because they live in, you think if I had all this money, this is how I would maintain my life as reasonable. But when these motherfuckers get all this money, they start maintaining a life that, okay, I don't want to cook. Let me get a chef. You paying this motherfucker
$700
a day.
This would be me. I'd do one big-ass Facebook thing to piss the government off and say, the hell, what's going to take my money and run? I'll make it wide open for the whole world to see one day. Boom, 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 boom. And shut down the whole internet. And say, the hell, what's all this? Pick up my
really
little finger.
I don't really think that Dave Chappelle had to come back for money. I don't think that's what he came back for, because that's not what he left with. That's not why he came back. But
what he came back for? He came back for shit. He came back for some damn money. We all want our money.
He came back for freedom of speech. He came back for freedom of speech.
And
you can't take that away from him. We got
that damn half baked ain't make that much money.
Let me introduce another caller on the air. 82221. You're live. Welcome to the Adam and Eve Show.
The Adam and Eve Show. This is C34 Music. How are you doing?
Hello. Welcome.
Well, thank you. So I need to know what this is about because I'm just jumping in.
Okay, so right now we've covered topics of R. Kelly, Dave Chappelle. Right now we are on the rise and fall of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Yeah, I've been in his jail a few times, so yeah.
So let's talk about it.
So you said there's a rise and fall. Okay, where's the fall at? What's going on? Because
I think the fall is in the process. The fall is in the process. It's in the process.
Okay, because
it's
of the whistleblower.
It's no fall.
Is that what we're talking about? The whistleblower
that's
and
not,
stuff.
The whistleblower.
That's nothing.
And I don't even, and it may not be an exact fall, but it's off his pedestal. So that's what we're talking about.
That's nothing to him. Do you know they have meetings and stuff just for them kind of people in case somebody decide to whistleblow. They already prepared for all that shit. It's just his battle with the government. The government don't like what he's doing, and he's like, the hell with y'all, I'm going to do what I want to do. I make billions. What you going to do? Mute me or what? Make it happen.
Here's the thing that I'm going to ask. Isn't he part of the 1% elite?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They ain't going to do nothing now. They ain't going to do nothing now. It'll be a slap on the wrist. Facebook will still thrive. I don't think anybody has anything to worry about there.
And I agree with that also, but they never should have been put in a position where they had somebody come to Congress with a chick that they had just probably should have had them sign an NDA for. So how did
all
we
I
get
know
in
is,
the first place?
Yeah, all I know is when I post some controversial stuff and they place that misinformation, false information stuff, you know, I just laugh about it. You'll be fine.
Oh, everything I post is false information or nudity. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they can put up nudity.
If I post anything about slavery, it's false information.
Well, what I want to ask this is that beyond just being able to post and express yourself on a daily basis, if it didn't have anything to do with your business, would you really care?
No.
Absolutely not.
It does affect my business.
No, I'm saying if it did not have anything to do with your business, would you care?
Oh, no.
No. Nobody cares if it doesn't have anything to do with money.
I do.
Other than that,
I like,
nobody cares.
I do. I like posting crazy shit every day. He never flagged that shit, but anything to do with my business, he flags all of that.
You want to know why?
Or anything to do with the truth.
You were making
anything
money.
Anything to do with the truth, he's gonna flag it.
Yeah, he's going to flag anything to do with the truth. And anything that has to do with the business.
On there, he flags it all
day.
Every time I'm trying to make money, he flags that shit.
You want to know why he's going to flag your stuff dealing with business? Is because he wants you to pay for the advertising.
I ain't paying him shit. He got
absolutely.
Enough.
I'm just telling
absolutely.
You why. He wants you to pay
absolutely.
For the advertisement. That's why.
And then it's on Instagram.
I agree with you, Paula.
Have you ever posted
Paula.
Anything on Instagram? Because you know that's part of Facebook too. You posted
yeah,
anything? Is this branded content? Yeah, it's my damn brand.
Well, it's okay when you go on Facebook and you claim that it's your brand. They're only doing that because of the way the post
no,
is made.
They
the
do
posts
it on
are
Instagram
made like
too.
Advertising.
Well, it is my advertising.
Right, so they in the business of making money. So that's why they flagging you. They like, no, pay for advertisement, and then you could post this all day long if you want to. But they want you to pay for it.
I ain't paying for it. Even if I'm on Instagram, they said, is this branded content?
Right.
No, it's not. It's my brand. Well, I can't find my brand on there, so I'm going to keep it like it is. I got a whole page
so...
is this branded content?
So let me ask you something. If the brand is pornography, are they going to take it down?
Yes.
No, they ain't. No, they ain't.
They're going to take it down. After they take, what they're going to do is they're going to take your money because the way it works with Facebook, you got to prepay it. And they're going to take your money first. Then they're going to allow you to advertise it. Once they get around to your advertisement, then they're going to snatch it down and not refund you your money. Yeah, I learned that the hard way from a book cover that I was promoting for a client. And yes, it was a little risque book cover, but it was a paid, excuse me, it was a paid advertisement. And they took my money and they let me promote it as a sponsored ad for like 2 days, even though I brought a week worth of promo. Then they pulled it down because it went against their community standards and rules for nudity. Even though you couldn't see body parts, but you could use your imagination and know what they were, they still took it down. And they did not refund my client's money. So I had to eat that.
Mm.
Yeah, well, they'll take it down. But after they get their money, though, they in the business of making money.
And what he has learned that along the way. So, no, you know, he's just doing what he's doing. But at the end of the day, yeah. If you're gonna fact check one person, fact check everybody.
Let's check it all. Yep. I agree.
Let's do it how we was doing it a long time ago. And right now we're gonna take an intermission break and we'll bring it back right back.
Rain, she keeps me home.
on me even when she's gone. Can't wait till she gets home.
And welcome back to the Adam and Eve show presented by Drip the Mic. Adam, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, let's get into
here
our next.
I am. Summer rain.
Okay. You heard it.
Hey.
Okay.
Y'all alone tonight.
Oh, Thomas. That's what we doing. Now
here
we're going to get
I
into
am.
Kelly Price. Okay. Sing it.
Y'all don't want me to sing. I'll burn the mic
we
down.
We
want to
hear it. Come on, burn it down.
No.
Come on, burn it down.
No, man. Not with this country, boy.
Come on. We got
here
it.
Here I am. Summer rain.
Let me behave. Come on, Eve. See how you got me tripping.
Do your ta-ta. Do your ta-ta. Do it. Okay, so right now we're going to move on to Kelly Price. What the hell is Kelly Price doing?
Missing in damn action. That's what
I think
doing.
Kelly just want to live her life, and her family is asking too much of her.
So here I
and
am.
Go
they want
here
her money. They want
well,
her money.
I don't really know what happened with her. So is her husband abusive? I heard some rumors about her husband was abusive or something.
He wouldn't have spoke out if he was abusive.
I heard that like, allegedly.
You said
allegedly.
What did you say, Adam?
It's always on the man, I see.
No, I didn't hear you.
It's always on the man. It won't him. He's protecting her from the damn family that wants the damn money.
How do we know that?
We don't. We don't know
I
what she said in our press conference.
I think you said, and I think you said, no, he wasn't abusing her or she wouldn't have went back. Is that what you said?
Was she the one that sang that song?
How did you,
but, you know,
get here?
Go back.
No. That's not her. That's not her.
No,
that's Deborah Cox.
That's Deborah Cox. But women
bad.
That abuse usually go back to their abusers a couple of times before they actually leave them. It's a cycle in the process. So if it was true and she went back to him, it wouldn't be a surprise because that's what they do is control, manipulation, and it's what they're used to. And they're
scared.
Look at
Britney Spears' father.
Yep. He crazy, though. Ain't nothing wrong with him. I don't understand how
yeah.
Britney Spears' father.
Yeah, he's obsessed with her. He needs to go somewhere and sit his tired ass down.
Yeah, he's something wrong with him.
Because he's weird.
He's really weird.
He should have been let that girl live her life. I don't give a damn if she fuck up her money or not. He needs to leave her alone.
Is she grown now? Like, why is he still in her business?
Yeah, she's going to be
still
old.
Getting money. He's still getting money.
And that's why he need to go and get out her business.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Still getting money.
Well, I guess we're happy that Kelly Price is alive and well and she's doing good.
Absolutely.
I guess we'll never know the real truth until she actually tells it.
Or if she wants to.
If
she already has. She already had a press conference.
No, nah, that's a press conference, something that her PR put together. Uh-huh. I mean, the real story.
Yeah.
There's something behind that whole thing.
Unless it was just a stunt now. They might be pulling some stunts.
Yeah, back to maybe she's going to come out.
Just have to sit back and see whatever unfolds for her.
She's going to come out with a Christmas album. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I might listen to it then, and we're going to listen to that.
Right.
Kelly Price Christmas album.
I don't want to hear no Christmas album.
I think she might kill it with that church voice.
Yeah, because, you know, Mariah, she over with, so Kelly come through.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Jennifer Hudson come through with a Christmas album.
I don't want to hear none of them.
Fantasia come through with a Christmas album.
Yeah.
All them one-hit wonders. Why not Devil
what?
Pop?
What you got better than that?
But just
Tamir,
because they're one Grant Hill. Doesn't mean they're not great artists. They could be great artists.
Yeah, and Grant Hill.
Did you
just
say Grant Hill?
Grant Hill.
They,
and he, yeah.
They still married.
What the fuck did he say?
Yes, they are. He can sing. Oh, he can sing and play the piano. Mm. You need to Google him.
Maybe I do, like.
Oh, you see that song that they made together with him playing the piano? Mm-hmm. Well, he
please
was
don't tell me, please. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Please don't tell me it's Queen Latifah in a Living Single episode.
That's what
he's
talking about.
No. Oh, no, Adam, no.
No. Him and Tamir. Him and Tamir.
No, yeah, that's the Living Single episode. No, we ain't.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's actually a new video. They're at home. They're at home, and she's singing solo with no sound, and he's playing the piano, and
will
she's
you,
singing.
Will you please drop the link in the description box because nobody knows
I'm
what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Let me go to YouTube. Y'all be slipping. Y'all need to
oh, my goodness. Did he just say Grant Hill? No, Grant Hill ain't been singing nothing with that woman.
And he did sing. Wow.
And
okay.
That sounds terrible.
No. Grant Hill and Tamir. Oh, I got it right here.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Oh, I'm slipping.
Where is it? Because I don't even
want to
see it. I just want the people to see what you're talking
about. Listen. I might can hear it on my phone. Let me see. Look, he playing the piano. Y'all hear it, right?
No, nobody hear it but you. No, we don't want to hear it.
Okay.
No.
Let me
just go over here, right here, right
you
here,
you
right
hear
here.
The yeah. Y'all are slipping.
She's shooting you down. She's shooting you down, Adam.
Shot fired. No, we ain't doing it. Don't worry about it. We good.
I sent you the link now. You got it now and play that. And he playing the piano.
I can't even find it right now.
Y'all split, yeah, okay.
It's
going to
be the Martin episode. That's going to be the
no,
Martin
No, it ain't no
episode.
Martin episode. That wasn't 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's not right.
Yep, I sent
come
it
on.
To you. Play it.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a small interlude and we're going to come back and we're going to open the phone lines up at 646-378-0355. Press 1 if you'd like to speak. And we're going to make the mic drip.
Good. came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Give me a little something to remember. Tryna make love in a sprinter. Yeah. Quit just drop a nigga like Kimber. Looking like a right swipe on Tinder. Shit on these hoes. Yeah. Let up my wrist on these hoes. Rich. Now I look down on these bitches. Yeah. I feel like I'm on stilts on these hoes. But fuck your baby daddy right now. And the maid got cake by the pound. Go down, eat it up, don't drown. Making cheese in a bowl, how it sound. I got that gushy, yeah that's a fact, but I never been pussy. I've been that bitch with pajamas with footies. One MVP and I'm still a rookie like whoop. I gotta work on my anger. Might kill a bitch with my fingers. I gotta stay out of Gucci. I'm finna run out of hangers. Is she a stripper, a rapper, a singer? I'm busting blacks in her belly, my tiger. Right through your hood like bitch, I'm the mayor. You not my bitch, then bitch with nigga. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'. Bitch, you a thot, ain't trickin'. Put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist, in the glistening. Bitch got mad, I dissed her. Shawty, you ain't nothing to a rich nigga. Nah. I put a check on a bitch nigga. Fuck your whole set and your clip nigga. Got a gang full of dud, it's a broke nigga. Diamonds on me, what's the price? I'm not getting involved with the hype. I'm too rich to get into a fight. 50 rack got my jeans fitting tight. Fitted price and them boys come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the dice. Yo, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too smooth, no indictment. Yeah, figures are lightning. 57, 90 in his biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Turn a bit, jump on my dick and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit to deposit.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Bitch, you a thot, ain't trickin'. Put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist, in the glistening. Bitch got mad, I dissed her.
Came through drippin', drippin'. I ain't never slippin', I'm a fan, fan. Fuckin' with a quarter million nigga with a feeling. What the mission, nigga, they be tellin' off a thriller. Flash, took a bit to Piccadilly, water in my ear, give a nigga wet willy. Came through drippin', feelin'. Fuckin' with the bag, tryna get my niggas all a million. Packin' to the ceiling, shootin' at the billion. Under one dealer, I can make a killin'. Bad, can you smell it when I back feelin'? Flash, nigga, throw it up, don't care about your feelin'. Ooh, what the deal, what you wearin', I be drippin'. Cow rip, can't see the nigga, can't grip it. The bitch got thick, so I can she ate jiffy. She leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city. So,
go get the bag on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs. Rings. Tossing the beaters to bake off. Packs. Fuck on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy twos, Mako. Big boy, made a bitch down with the Draco.
Damn.
Walking with a G, that queso. That's Huncho, fuck the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover. Whew. One call, I'm having your bay over. Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Whew.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted. Hey.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
Welcome back to Drip the Mic, presented by the Adam and Eve Show. Here we are, closing in on all our topics tonight. Dave Chappelle, R. Kelly, Mark Zuckerberg, Kelly Price. Come on, call us, talk to us. Press 1 to drip the mic. Callers, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you be talking to me?
Talking to drip the mic. Come on. Are you ready to make this mic drip or no?
No, I was sitting here, you know. Well, first of all, this is the CEO, by the way. I was the pulmonologist. And I was just sitting back just listening to y'all kick game. And, y'all have some, you know, some pretty good opinions coming through. I like the show. It's dope. It's really dope. The show is on fire.
Well, thank you for showing up and showing out. We appreciate it.
Y'all are fucking hilarious.
Yes.
So that's the Eve. Eve got issues. Eve got problems. Like she, Eve need help. Like she needs, like emergency, like psychiatry help. Like this girl is sitting there
with that machine gun, right? Like,
yo,
you want to be sitting up some shit for real?
Yo, listen.
I'm just saying,
like,
you're putting down game.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, I'm just kicking back out of the ball listening to this shit. Yo, y'all is wild.
Hey, got me over here singing and shit. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this nigga singing and shit. We got
Man,
machine guns.
They like
background.
It. I like it, too.
See, they better, they know better to open the mic and let me sing. I better not get an opportunity to sing.
Well, you know, I had several lineups, but, like, you know, I was ready to sing it. Kelly Price, Fawful, A Change of Faces, whatever it is, I was ready to
sing. Change of Faces, yo.
I was ready today.
You're there for it.
But it's always going to be a good one to have me show presented to you by Drip the Mic. If you ever want to call in, the number is 646-378-0355. Store that number on your phone. Press 1 if you'd like to speak.
It's open for you.
So what we're going to do is we don't have any other callers tonight. Do we have a caller tonight? No, we don't have any other callers tonight. So what we're going to do is...
You got E? Do what it do.
Okay. Let's go on. And we'll be right back with you next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
The Mic Academy Show.
Ho, 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 ho.
another one.
Said I'm never lacking, no way. Special packing with them automatics. We gon' set them to have it. Wait, 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 wait. Hey, hey. Woo!
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga.
She let it clap for a nigga.
And she throw it back for a nigga.
Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga.
Michael Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior. I'm up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I like a Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior. I'm up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I when I walk in the spot, 30 on me. Buy at the club, niggas know that I'm paid. Bitch, I'm a thot. Get me lit, I can't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas is gay. All in my page, sucking dick. All in my comments and screaming my name while I'm in the club. Throwing them hundreds of 50s and ones and ones. I smoke, they know I'm wildin'. If I'm on the island, I'm snatching the sale. 40 got locked, the night is bail. Until he free, I'm ready to hell. Tell my shooters, call me FaceTime. For all the times we had to fake time. Easy nights, I'm doing state time. If you need the glizzy, you can take mine. Please don't take the mine. You know I'm like that, I'll make a movie like TNT. Black 30 told me as you really want it, I bet I air it like DNC. In my section, and I keep that 38 for the weapon. Remember when I came home for correction? All the bad bitches in my direction. She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga.
She let it clap for a nigga.
And she throw it back for a nigga.
Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga.
Like a Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior. Come up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I Michael Mary. Billie Jean. Christian Dior.
You could do damage. Oh, you
that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey.
Nasty.
Hey.
But your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my niggas private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip.
Too much drip.
I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still that bitch. Ay, I'm still that bitch. Yeah, I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody, nasty.
Yeah,
acting. Nigga, I'm the head, it's still attached, ooh. That body right, but you know this pussy fat, ooh. I drop a picture, now these bitches still attached, ayy. Don't let that nigga catch you up and get you whack, I make a call and get a pussy nigga smack, This bitch is time I pull it up, well, where you at, ooh. I'm in a lamb, bitch, catch me if you can, ooh. I'm kicking bitches, I think five Sally Chan,
yeah.
Nigga say I taste like sugar, but ain't shit sweet.
Yeah.
I'm
upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month, I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. Out of town, people love to pop a lot of shit and come around. Word of Flocko Jody, he done seen us put it down. Niggas asking if I'm cool, I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. You tryna check? This is real life, niggas think we playing chess. So what's next? Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. I go out on tour and I say I'm drinking less. End up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex. SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the neck. Why you keep on shooting if you know that nigga dead? That's the only kind of shit that gets you some respect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month, she don't even love me, she just putting on a front. She gon' try and settle out of court and make a run. Then gon' ask me how I'm doing, I'm upset. Half a million on my head, I can't accept, yeah. Least it made me feel like someone tried their best, yeah. Wanna waste a half a million, be my guest. Make me wanna